Not today, boy. A rumble of thunder sounds in the distance as we pass Mr. Riley's shearing shed and sheep pens. The water tank is shrouded in mist. When Camelot shies, edging off the path and into the bush, I increase the pressure on my outside leg to bring him back to the track. He complies, but tosses his head as I guide him towards the copse of gums and the narrow dirt road that leads to the churchyard and home. He shies again, skittering sideways. I steady him, patting his neck, when he takes a tentative step. What the? A long dark shape lies across the track, blocking our path. I kick my feet free from the stirrups and slide to the ground, my heart thumping hard. I bring Camelot's reins over his head and loop them through my arm. The man lies on his front with an arm thrown out to the side. One of his legs is bent at the knee and the other is straight. His pants are dark, his white shirt sticks to his skin. Kneeling at his side, I touch his shoulder. Even through the rain, my gloves and his shirt, I feel his body stiffen. He spins and rolls onto his back. Oh, I sit back on my heels. He's in his late 20s, maybe early 30s. He has a straight nose and a strong jaw. Blood trickles from his temple to his ear.
Vemerdu,
he whispers. I lean over him. What? He's shivering so hard that his whole body trembles, his eyes flutter closed.
Who are you?
Phoebe, who are you? His eyes open again and he blinks as if trying to focus.
Phoebe Cartwright.
How do you know that? He lifts an arm and drops it. He shakes his head. With a shuddering exhalation, he passes out. I pull off my gloves and rest my fingertips against his neck, counting carefully through the fear that tightens my chest. His pulse is faint, breathing laboured and shallow, skin cold and pale. Sight, hearing, touch, taste and smell. It's my job to know about the senses, but this is beyond me. When his eyes spring open, I jump.
Telephone,
he mutters. There's no reception here. He's cleanly shaven. His thick, dark hair looks recently cut. He's wearing a business shirt and suit pants. His shoes are city shoes, leather with narrow eyelets and long, thin laces. Why is he in the middle of nowhere, alone and icy cold? How does he know my name? I touch his cheek and he flinches. Who are you? He shakes his head.
No.
You've bumped your head, you're freezing. Tell me your name. He utters a string of words I don't understand. Danish? Swedish? I think it's Scandinavian. Another shudder takes over his body. He stares at me and swallows.
Get my phone.
He lifts his hand, but just like before, it drops back to his side.
Find it.
His voice disappears, but I read his lips.
Pocket.
We have to get out of the rain. I look towards my home, a kilometer away, and then I look up at my horse. Now that the shape on the path has taken human form, Camelot is curious. When he lowers his head, only half the length of the rein separates us. I turn to the man again. I don't suppose you can ride.
Motorcycle.
A thoroughbred. By the time I indicate Camelot behind me, the man's eyes have drifted closed again. He shakes his head.
No.
I don't think you could get onto him anyway. Can you stand? Can you walk? His eyes open and his brow creases, as if he's considering my questions. And then, as if in slow motion, he rolls onto his front. He moans as he comes up on his hands and knees. He's slender, but his shoulders are broad. The muscles on his arms and chest are clearly outlined through his shirt. I'm average in height, but there's no way I could carry him. I don't think I could drag him either. Mr. Riley hasn't sheared in his shed for years, but he keeps winter hay, tools, and other paraphernalia here. It's likely to be weatherproof, and even if it isn't, it'll be safer than being outside. I put my hand on the man's shoulder. There's a shed 20 metres away. We can go there. Otherwise, I'll have to ride home and call an ambulance on the way.
Telephone.
A bolt of lightning splits the sky and thunder breaks it open. That settles it. Getting to my feet, I take hold of the man's arm with both hands and pull as hard as I can. You have to help.